Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
I thought this place was supposed to be open at 11 o'clock. It's 11:20.
I've already called this house twice. I'm sure he'll be here soon.
It's not like it's a demanding job over there. I'd like to get paid to sit on my ass and watch TV. I walked in there the other day. That son of a bitch was sleeping.
I'm sure he wasn't sleeping.
Are you calling me a liar? Are you calling me a liar?
No, he's probably just resting his eyes.
What the hell is that, resting his eyes? What, like he's some air traffic controller?
Actually, that's his night job.
What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time. He thinks just because he don't say anything, it'll have some huge impact when he does open his fucking mouth.
Jesus Christ, why don't you shut up? I was yap, yap, yapping all the time. Give me a fucking headache.
I'm sorry. I couldn't protect you. Father's job is to protect his son.
I love you, Dad.
All jokes aside, you look rad as hell.
Good evening, everybody. This is Archie Bunker of 704 Hauser Street, veteran of the big war, speaking on behalf of Guns for Everybody. Now, question. What was the first thing that the communists done when they took over Russia? Answer, gun control. And there's a lot of people in this country who want to do the same thing to us here in a kind of conspiracy, see. You take your big international bankers, they want to, masticate the people of this here nation like puppets on a wing. And then when they get that done, turn us over to the communists. Now, I want to talk about another thing that's on everybody's mind today, and that's your stick-ups and your skyjackers, which, if that was up to me, I could end the skyjackers tomorrow. All you got to do is arm all your passengers.
Sean,
he owns a barbershop.
Put the website on the.
It puts the website in the basket.
It puts the website on the internet.
Is that your Sean impression? He got pissed at that.
I know.
I don't know if he got really pissed, but
yeah, I thought he was joking.
Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 115 of Radio Labyrinth. I'm Tim, of course. There's Jeff.
Howdy,
Steph.
Hey,
Autumn.
Yep.
And we have a special guest this week, Greg Russ.
Yeah, woo!
One of the most popular doctrinaires.
Is that true? I don't think it's true.
He's the second most popular doctrinaire.
Right behind Autumn.
You don't need to lie.
No one's
lying. I'm already nervous for being here.
Autumn, why would you be nervous?
Why are you nervous?
Yeah, because, well, one, there's probably listeners of the show who there isn't crossover for the...
There's a lot of crossover.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot, but there's some, and now I'm just a new voice. Like, yeah. Who is this guy?
Who's this clown?
Yeah, and then I'm not going to prove myself because it's pop culture, and I end up watching... Family Feud, and I don't even watch it.
Which one?
Celebrity Family Feud?
No, the
one Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey.
Yeah, that's great.
But this, I turn on the TV, I watch, I don't know what I watch. It's on for hours.
Yes.
And I don't pay any attention. This is my life. I don't know where the hours go.
I did that when I lived alone. And now that I'm married, that doesn't happen very often because she takes up the TV and I just got to watch what she watches, which means I'm almost done with season one of This Is Us.
I don't understand.
This is us.
I don't, Tim, that you don't just trade in your balls when you get married. You don't have to do that.
But you also don't say, hey, look, wife, I want to watch Altered Carbon, and I'm going to force you to watch all this nudity that will bother you and rape and fighting and death.
Her? How many times have you cried during season one?
At that show?
Yeah. Did you throw away your crock pot?
Twice.
I have a crock pot.
Autumn brings up a valid point. It bothers her. It bothers her? The nudity? Is it the nudity that bothers her?
Well, just the blatant sex bugs her, yeah.
But why?
I don't know.
The kill and the hookers was totally okay, but if they were naked.
I think that might be,
the Irish Catholic.
Yeah. I don't mind that, by the way. I don't want to sit there and watch nude. I don't know. It's kind of cool to be like, she's in bed. I can watch a show with some titties in it.
I mean, you got a Netflix app on your phone. Why do you have to? I mean.
You
got to have bigger boobs than 4.3 inches or whatever it is.
Well,
you can't watch good boobs on your phone.
I canceled. my Netflix when we got married, and we use hers, and I don't know the login.
Well, this is, this is a silly problem.
No, it's not. I mean, I could ask her, but I'm just lazy.
Plus, she could check all your whatever you've watched.
Then you don't really want to watch anything, so.
You want my login?
Sure, you can email it to
we
me.
Can share it.
All right.
The
I would love that.
There you go.
The whole
go.
Thing, like, it's she's not your mommy wife, you know? Like, you should be able to watch whatever you want.
I am, but it's just, I am respectful.
I think it's better this way, though, because if he had the same login as his wife, you go, like, she could go to Tim's profile and see what he's been watching.
Yeah.
Which
the
is it can be embarrassing, too.
Cinemax movies be, that
you
they
You know,
have
at the top,
there.
They say, Caitlin, recommended for you, and it's just all teen romps with titties in it.
Well, my friend Courtney, I also share it with, my Netflix login, and she took a screenshot of the Great British Baking Show, because I watched every episode.
Love that show.
Yeah, it's a great show, oh, but she like, used it against me. It's like, ha, 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 ha.
Did she call you a homo?
Oh, what a pussy.
Didn't go far.
Are
I think
you
it was
gay because you watch a cooking show?
Are you nervous about what's going to happen with Dude from the Mighty Boosh taking over now? I mean, I'm a little scared.
I don't think that new one's going to be any good.
Yeah.
It left the BBC, right?
Right. And then Paul Hollywood, you know, he's doing his own deal over at the other.
Mary's gone, though.
No, Mary Berry? I mean, what is it? What's the point?
There isn't a point. I won't watch that one.
No. I mean,
I'll watch it. I'll check it out.
Yeah. I mean, you watch the show because it's like this microcosm of perfect humanity. And just for that one solid hour, you're like, this is what life could be if everybody didn't suck.
They're really, again, not everyone, but there's a backlash in Britain over it. It's twee. It's too twee.
What's tweet?
That's why you got to watch the Great Scottish Baking Competition. That's a much better show.
This week we've got Argus.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of Scotland.
Here's twee, by the way, just so we can move on. Okay. Excessively or effectively quaint, petty, or sentimental.
It's twee.
It's fine by me.
But it is.
More quaint.
It's, but it's in a lovely way. It's like kindness porn.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that.
Because it's
like
beautiful
KP.
Scenery at that castle or wherever they are. It's like sometimes it's rainy outside and then they're just eating baked goods. Get the fuck out of here. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's everybody of every ethnicity. And yes. I love black people with British accents. I'm sorry. It's a weakness
That's
of
racist.
Mine. I don't care. I love it.
I still love Chetna. Man.
Me too.
Chetna.
I hate her husband. They showed him in the finale. Couldn't stand that man.
I want to get KP'd all day long.
KP'd?
I liked
kindness porn.
Oh, okay.
Greg, what was the girl's name that I always made fun of? Like, oh, it's terrible. It's rubbish. No.
Oh, the one with the little tiny mouth?
And she had real... Oh, no. That's
Ruby?
Who always had lipstick on. Yeah, Ruby.
Ruby. Man, I loved Ruby, too.
I hated Ruby.
Ruby was great.
Everything she made, it would, like, win. And she'd be like, oh, no, it's terrible. Chuck it in a bin.
We should have a Great British Bake Off podcast.
Speaking
of,
let's do it. You guys can... Greg, rent
like,
the
go
room.
Ahead and start that and shut up.
No, I wouldn't say shut up. Okay, here's another series that she started binge watching that I actually got into. It's called One of Us. It's a British drama television miniseries, blah, 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 for the BBC. Netflix has it. It's called Retribution. Now, here's a summary of the plot. The story starts with childhood sweethearts, Adam Elliott and Grace Douglas, who have returned home from their honeymoon and are found brutally murdered. Their families and neighbors in the remote Scottish Highland village of Brayston are devastated, but take things to an even darker turn when a badly injured man arrives on the doorstep after his car goes off the road, a man who seems to be the killer. Well, they fucking kill him and bury him and the car. Spoiler alert. And then it turns out two of the characters are brother and sister, and they've been fucking. I don't understand it, but not a bad show, all in all. And then one more thing, and I'll shut up. On Saturday, she watched a movie, and I also watched this movie, called The Most Hated Woman in America, which was about the American atheist founder, Madeline Murray O'Hare, who's the woman who got In God We Trust, or tried to get In God We Trust taken off of the money. it's an interesting story. If you're interested in an atheist, they really blow her up to be more than she really was. She did steal a lot of money, but also the people in the film, it also stars Peter Fonda. He plays a minister, but they do leave out a lot of things. Like, she was a communist and she hated religion, so that was pretty interesting. I'm trying to find out the name of the actress who played her was the chick from the stand-up show.
Mrs. Maisel?
Yeah, no, the one with the the club that was based on Pauly Shore's mom.
Yeah,
that actress's name. Yeah, what's her name
Melissa
though?
Leo?
Yeah, Melissa
yeah.
Leo.
Yeah, she was really good. She's good in anything. Yeah. So there you go, guys. If you want to watch cool things with your wife, there's some options for
that's not so bad. You can have serendipity.
Yeah, please. I'm not complaining about it. I mean, at least This Is Us is entertaining. And the guy who hosted Saturday Night Live, what's his name?
What,
the
last?
Guy that hosted it?
Last week.
Oh.
It wasn't live last week.
Oh, well, I guess he's getting ready to host it.
Oh, Charles Barkley is going to be hosting this week.
Oh, okay. Charles Barkley isn't on This Is Us, so I'm completely fucked up.
You talking about Sterling K. Brown?
Yes, I like Sterling K. Brown a lot.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He was great in The People versus O.J. Simpson as Chris Darden.
Hell of an actor.
You know, and I don't, tell me if I'm throwing you off.
Go ahead.
I know you have a whole run of show
I feel thrown off.
Okay, I'm done. Microphone off. Just to prove I'll make this noise.
No, go ahead. What?
No, you were talking about a host of Saturday Night Live. I just thought it was interesting that Macaulay Culkin was on with Marc Maron.
Mm-hmm. That was recently. A great episode.
I listened to that, and he was talking about how his dad made him do Saturday Night Live, host it, when he was a kid with no cue cards, which has never been done. He's like, no, you're not going to use the cue cards, and we get beat otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Wow.
I got to listen to that one.
Yeah, and like the people on the show, they'll say that's insane.
Yeah.
They've never heard of it done before or since, I think.
And he goes in there as a kid.
I remember him hosting it, but I didn't know he didn't use cue cards. I got to check that out.
It's hard now to watch Home Alone and think about the fact that like off scene, he was probably just getting the shit kicked out of him in between takes. Like they were just.
That's such a good movie.
Dad just beating the hell out of him.
I didn't know that there was physical abuse.
He told Maron, he's like, you want to see the scars on my body? I'll show them to you. Like,
whoa!
Yeah, it's pretty bad. He hasn't spoken to his dad in like 20 years.
Good for him.
He had some band that was touring a while ago. It was like the Pizza.
Pizza Underground.
Yeah. Pizza Underground.
Which the people in the band were friends of one of my friends. I met them once, but they were musicians. And then that took off. And like I was talking to one of the girls one night and she's like, this is my life. Like it was like a disappointment.
Yeah.
It's like we're going on tour now and it's with this band.
But it was a joke, right?
It was supposed to be a joke, but I think when you're looking for success and that's your success, I don't want this to be my success.
Yeah.
This is it. I get one chance
probably. The pinnacle.
And they were booed off the stage in Leeds or Reading, one of the two festivals.
Wow. He's got a pretty kick-ass life now, though.
What's he doing now?
Nothing.
No. Does he have money?
Hangs out in Paris and eats bread and... paints
looks like a
and...
sinewy weirdo.
Yeah, but does he have money?
He's put on a little weight.
He apparently has money. Yeah.
Okay, he should because those movies made a shitload.
He also bought a place in New York in the 90s, so he owns it. He says it's his insurance policy.
No doubt.
He's got a podcast now, Bunny Ears.
He does?
Oh, shit. I forgot to bring you your button.
What button?
I had a button from Pete and Pete for Steph.
We'll get to that later. Jeff went to Pensacon.
That was my most coveted guest that you would meet. Yeah. I love Pete and Pete.
This is also going to throw you off, but when you were talking about SNL originally, I just put in the words SNL into my search thing, and the second predicted thing was SNL black woman.
Because there's so
Leslie
few.
People are searching for black woman. Like, who's that like, black woman on SNL?
Because there's only seven. What Ellen Cleghorn came up.
Yeah. She was funny. She got a bad rap, but they either made her be a hooker or a drug addict or just stereotypical because they put black people in the shittiest roles.
Yeah. At least
and then when she got mad about it, they were like, whoa, she's such a bitch.
Yeah.
Angry black woman.
Yeah. Now we got black girl magic.
That's right,
Lou. I'll take that. It's fine.
I'll take that any day. Speaking of podcasts, you were talking about Maron. I guess everybody that. Most of the people, the large percentage of the people here have finished, done disappeared.
I haven't finished it.
Yes.
All right, I finished it.
I knew you were going to blow through it.
Okay, it's no big deal. Have you listened to it, Autumn?
No, I can't listen to stuff like that.
Oh, it's not real, though. Okay.
That's a parody.
It's a parody of
the podcast.
But I'm not listening to that. I'm not connected to that universe of podcasts.
I found out after listening to the whole thing. I was on Reddit. I listened to it all today, by the way.
It's only like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, it's eight episodes, but they're all broken up. Have you heard of it?
Nope.
Have you heard of these true crime ones? Like there's Sword and Scale.
My favorite murder.
Yeah, this guy parodies all of them. And then he has a really talented voice lady who does Nancy Grace.
It's a Nancy Grace.
But you know who he's really lampooning the most?
Who?
Payne Lindsay.
Oh.
Payne Lindsay hosts Atlanta Monster and then
right. Oh, yeah.
What was the one before that? The one about the girl from Georgia, from Ocilla, Georgia.
Up and Vanished.
Yeah, Up and Vanished. Yeah. Disappeared. Up and Vanished.
They're only about 8 minutes long, but he just keeps repeating his name, and they get progressively funnier, and he talks about he reads all the sponsors that podcasts. This is brought to you by Blue Apron. You might trip over the box because your mom left it out on the porch. Yeah. And then there's one called Box of Shit. Just go to boxofshit.com. It's funny. You don't have to listen to those podcasts to get that he's making fun of it.
No. Okay. Not at all.
If you listen to any podcast, you can see the parody that he's
doing. The fact that you knew that Sword and Scale was too scary for you is enough for you to listen to
this. Well,
he
makes fun of Sword and Scale.
Yeah. Okay. Just the fact that you know the tone of Sword and Scale will make you laugh.
It's too graphic for me. It's too graphic for me.
Sword and Scale is too much for you?
It is too much.
You
could
for
me.
Love it. Especially women.
I love
women
Sword and Scale.
Love it.
But I do.
When they interview the
it.
Criminals and they detail what they did, the one I just listened to was... The guy who killed his neighbor's kid.
Yeah.
He brought her into the house.
When he ate her. Yeah,
he ate her, well, among other things. That's like the least of the things he
did. No, he's telling the confession, he's like, my plan was I was going to cut her head off and then have her watch me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He just says it so matter-of-factly.
He tried to knock her out with a wooden cutting board, and it didn't work, so he beat her for 20 minutes.
Listen, this is why
it
I don't
didn't
listen
work.
To the...
No.
There was a guy when I was flying here, asking security, can I get on the plane? It just had a wooden cutting board out in the open. So can I get on the plane with this, or is this a weapon? Like, I could go on the plane, maybe hit someone with it. They made him check it. So this is good to know. If I had known before, I could have said, no, it's fine. You can hit someone 14 times, and they're not going to...
But you can beat on it for 20
14
minutes.
Whacks.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, but what were you saying, Autumn?
No, I was just saying, this is why I can't deal with those types of podcasts.
I'll push through it.
He was making fun of them, though. Like, on the one that he's really making fun of those guys, he's like... And don't be alarmed if you hear the sound of a human skull being crushed.
And then you just hear quack, quack, quack. He made fun of all of them, though, and I appreciate it. But and then I found out that there's a lot of hate for Payne Lindsay for that podcast because he's like braggadocious about, you know, finding the killers of Tara Grinstead or whatever. But I like him. I think he does a really good job. And then they're talking about Atlanta Monster, how he veered away after the second episode from laying out facts about the story to going down the conspiracy rabbit hole and how Wayne Williams, there's conclusive evidence that he is the guy that did all the murders.
I don't know. Then this last part...
I haven't listened to this week's.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just...
Did it drop today, right?
They haven't aired it.
No, it drops tomorrow. So the last one was what? What was he talking about?
They made it sound more like he is responsible for probably the adults.
Yeah.
But maybe not the kids.
Maybe not the kids. They also say that he was a repressed homosexual
Definitely.
Who didn't like being a black man.
Yeah.
And so he took all that out on his kids.
But then he could also
kids.
Be responsible for some of these kids.
He could. Who knows? He's in jail. He's never going to get out.
But I think their whole point is that he isn't responsible for all of them, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main point of the podcast, is that they're trying to pin all these kids on him, and they don't have proof that he killed any of them. And so why is he in jail for all these years that he killed all these kids, and they don't have proof that he killed any of them?
Maybe the Klan guy did.
But that's the one guy who's saying that the Klan guy probably killed at least 4 or 5 of these kids. So those are at least 4 or 5 they could swap off of Wayne.
Yeah.
So.
And they did have pressure, federal pressure, state pressure, city pressure to get the case closed.
Right.
And then the murder stopped. So whatever.
I mean, that was stupid.
What?
Just the stupid world that was when it was like.
You weren't even born.
I was not. I'm glad. But I mean, there's a black guy that did it. We need to protect this white person. Or
you think it's any different now?
Of course it's different now.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So I was asking.
I really don't. The jails aren't filled with white men.
They're not filled with white men. That doesn't mean that white men are not in there. And then also,
there's
a deeper issue with people in the black communities and what their lives are like and what their values, some families' values are, right? Like,
right.
It's difficult when you have a young woman who isn't taught about her body or isn't taught to value herself or her body. And so she gets pregnant young and then she has to work. And so her daughter or her son gets raised by the grandmother and there's no strong male presence. And
that's not every household, though.
What's that?
I know what you're saying from a sociological point of view, but that's not every household. That's
no,
like,
it's not, but it's
exaggerated.
Difficult. It's difficult to be in like to be in a space a place when you are, you know, you don't have a lot of money. You got to live where you can live. That might be a crappy neighborhood.
Right.
And then your kids get into things that you don't want them to get into, but then they say, you know what I mean? And that's not because of the color of your skin. It's because of this like
socioeconomic.
Yeah. So it's not about like judges being racist. I'm not saying that judges.
Moms
can't
work
be racist.
Three jobs. Well, they also can't afford lawyers.
There you go. That's another thing. But that's not because
poor people,
oh, they're black, so we're not going to.
No, no,
like,
but poor people
them.
Can't afford legal representation. And when you can't afford legal representation, you go to jail. If you're rich, you 9 times out of 10 don't go to jail.
Right.
For the most part.
Yeah.
You know, or
no
you,
matter what color you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Look at OJ. OJ murdered two people.
There you go.
And he went to jail for stealing his own memorabilia from a card collector who said he was his friend. Yeah, man, I just really messed up. All right. So
sorry,
Kevin
I'm
Smith.
I'm not racist.
I know you're not racist. Greg, are you?
No.
I didn't think so.
I saw a Black Panther over the weekend, and there was about 6 black people in the theater and two of us whiteies.
There weren't that many people there?
No, there was only it's that theater I go to out in the boondocks that nobody goes to.
I ain't going to see that movie. I'm sick and tired. They get everything. Why they get about
maybe there was 10 people in the theater. But anyway, there was more than half black, but when a character comes on, he's got one of those big lip plates. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the big disc in their lip.
Yeah.
The black people were laughing hysterically.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Can I revise my answer? Maybe I am racist because I didn't like that movie.
I know you didn't, but that doesn't mean you're racist.
No.
I think that today's world says that I'm racist because of that.
What didn't you like about it? Let me ask you this
people.
Question. Yeah. Was it the fact that he was a black man and it was set in an African country, the part that you hated?
No, honestly, if you're looking at that film for the cultural film that it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan is the bad guy. He's the African American. The good guy's the
right.
African.
Yeah.
And I don't know, spoiler alert if someone's listening.
I ain't seeing it.
Well, within the film, Michael B. Jordan just disposes of his girlfriend, which in the comics is apparently like a pretty main character.
Mm-hmm.
But he just disposes of her to prove how ruthless he is. And I don't think it cast African Americans in a good light.
Well.
So I don't think that film stands.
You're going
up.
Completely the other way around.
I also don't. I think. I mean, it's a Marvel film.
Well,
and how much can you do?
You could say that, but you could say that you're stereotyping all of them by one person,
sure.
Which is typically the white man's way.
Sure.
Greg.
Okay. So let's revise that answer to maybe.
Why don't you take a seat?
Maybe, right. Maybe is my answer then. I guess
take a seat.
I think everybody is. You know, individuals. You're a piece of shit or you're not.
I think Michael
He's
B. Jordan.
Piece of shit.
I think Michael B. Jordan is a good actor.
He's a hell of an
actor,
man. Love that guy.
And Coogler, I like as a director.
The most embarrassing thing that I was
31 years old.
Oh yeah. Well, the most embarrassing thing I was ever a part of that I didn't go to because I knew what was going to happen was in 2015. It was Michael B. Jordan and Kate Mara, and then the guy,
oh yeah, you didn't.
Yeah. So in the Fantastic Four reboot, which was a huge flop.
How are you guys supposed to be sisters?
Hang on. So they were doing a press junket, and you know that a movie sucks when it's big like that, and they're doing a press junket.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the stars of those superhero movies don't come to town. So it's Kate Mara, Michael B. Jordan, and Michael B. Jordan played Johnny Storm, who is the brother of Susan Storm in the Fantastic Four. Obviously, it's weird if you grew up. And you knew that they were brother and sister, biological brother and sister. But it's a fucking movie and they're fake people. I don't give a shit. So Southside Steve and Jason Bailey go to the presser, right? And I was faked being sick or something. I didn't want to go because I knew I would be embarrassed. And Steve starts saying to her, "Why'd you cut your hair? You were hotter when you had long hair." Which I thought was funny because that's Southside Steve, and I love the way he does things. But then Bailey goes, "How can you be her brother when you're black?" And he goes, and he goes, "But you're black." He just kept saying, "Because you're black."
Oh, God.
And then the millennial wine machine. I mean, it went viral. It went all over the world and the country, and, you know, I was just embarrassed.
Yeah. Did he repeat that because he knew that he was being, like, shock jockey?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
He thought he was, like...
I didn't know, like, if it was real... But also, he knew that it would be something.
Well, yeah, that's why
he did Howard Stern would hear him.
Yeah. Ugh. If you go to BuzzFeed, you can see the Fantastic Forecast perfectly handled these incredibly Offensive questions.
Still, so lame. Why don't you just do a good job? You don't have to be like a, you don't have to sensationalize what you're doing.
Yeah.
Just do a good job and be entertaining.
But I'll defend Steve's questions because she was hotter when she had long hair. She didn't have to work for anything. Her grandfather owns the Giants.
Steve was always funny when he goes to stuff
Steve's
like that, though.
Steve's great.
He's a personable guy.
Yes, and he was good with... I wish we could find it. I can't find it. He interviewed Stormy Daniels, and Seabass has recently, within the last 6 months, taken down all those things or transferred them to Steve, so anything embarrassing is gone. But there have been a couple viral videos where he's interviewed porn stars that made it to the top of Reddit cringe. Did your dad touch you?
Oh, no.
How many yeses did he get to that answer?
The lady got creeped out, obviously. Mm. But that I loved it when he would do his interviews. But anyway, I'm getting off the track, and now I don't know where I am.
Heart attack.
Yeah, Kevin Smith had a heart attack. Kevin Smith, he had a massive heart attack, and he's home now.
Yep.
Did he quit smoking?
Oh, he still smokes weed.
Well, no, I'm talking about cigarettes.
Yeah, he quit smoking cigarettes when he started smoking weed.
When was this?
When was that?
When he made Zach and Mary make a porno.
Oh, okay. So.
Well, you know, the weed is pretty much almost as bad. One of the physicians at my office just recently was telling us that if you're going to do it, you need to eat it.
Yeah.
Because the resin that you'll scrape out of your bowl, that shit is plaquing up on you.
Up in your lungs.
Yeah, and your brain, too.
Really?
Absolutely.
Hey, marijuana, weed is insidious because it's getting so normalized and...
I won't go that far, Autumn. I won't
go
that far.
No, you don't
think so? No, it's extremely normalized. Continue. I want to hear this.
I just mean that, you know, it's sort of... In order for it to become less and less illegal across the country, they have to make it like a medicinal thing and less scary. But that doesn't mean that it's less troublesome as alcohol can be. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to go out and wreck your car if you're high, but you are going to slowly hurt yourself if you just treat it like it's no big deal.
True, but it's way better for you than alcohol.
I don't know if it's better for you.
You're definitely not as problematic.
Absolutely.
I definitely don't want to punch somebody in the face.
But it's a different way. It's like,
much.
If you were smoking weed every day.
Right.
And you stop, you have a 70 something percentage, whatever, of suicide.
What?
Really?
Because, yes, if you smoke it so much and then just bam, take it away. People commit suicide. This is true.
I used to be a chronic all day, every day smoker, and then I quit. And I went.
Then you killed yourself.
No, I went. No, I went 3 months without smoking. It was brutal at first. But the things that happen when you stop smoking chronically is you start to dream again, or you always dream, but you remember them now.
Oh, you remember.
And at first, they are extremely vivid, and I still remember some of the dreams I had because they were so vivid. They're implanted in my brain. The other thing that happens is you get restless leg syndrome because it's working its way out of your body. So some people get it. I got that. It was just twitching all night long.
How long did that last?
2 weeks.
Mm. No, I...
2 weeks. And I was itchy all the time.
It's awful.
Itchy?
Yeah.
It's like it's heroin?
RLS, though, stinks.
Huh?
RLS.
What's RLS?
Restless leg.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I had it the other night. I'm not for any other reason than I was just anxious and had too much coffee.
When I took too many of those painkillers coming off of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just
pretty bad.
Your legs just... Blah, 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 blah.
Painkillers, yeah. You get the itchies.
But there are withdrawal symptoms. Autumn's correct about that when you stop smoking. And I can
see... Sure, people chronic use.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Most people just do it every now and then, like... You're supposed to.
Right.
Well, just like marijuana. I'm sorry, just like alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. But the way it's being treated now is like, oh, you should just be able to do it. No problem. You know what I mean? But it is still something that you shouldn't just take for granted as it's just not a big deal. It's nothing.
You still got to regulate it the same way you do with any sin.
I don't mean
things.
Legally.
Yeah,
I
like
mean,
bath salts. Yeah.
Our experience of it in this world. It needs to be respected just like alcohol.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But I think the same person that has a beer every night, if they want to have a joint every night, could have that joint every night if they have a beer every night.
But you're way more high on a joint than if you just
speak for yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. It depends on your tolerance level or whatever.
I mean, if you're getting to the point where you're putting all your keef in it before you roll it, and then you're also doing tincture and edibles at the same time, I could see it being a problem.
I mean, I used to get high before work every day.
What?
As soon as I got home from work. Mm-hmm. I mean, my boss knows. But like as the years go on, as I got older, I mean, I couldn't do that shit anymore. I mean, I didn't want to.
The chronic abuse happens now.
It kind of faded away.
Oh, yeah, because you grow out of it.
Yeah.
But the chronic abuse now comes from all these neat little devices that let you vape it.
Yeah, you ever just...
People do that all day long.
You ever just watch Altered Carbon on weed,
man? No, I drank a bottle of wine first, and then I don't remember any of it, and I threw up.
I hardly ever drink. I don't like to drink.
I'm the opposite.
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
I don't like to feel all sloshy.
It's socially acceptable for a mother with children to have a glass of wine or two as opposed to, oh, hang on, mommy's got to do some bong hits.
I feel like if I drink, I start acting ignorant.
Yeah. I know I do.
Acting?
That vaping can catch you off guard, though, as you said.
Oh, yeah.
But I because this isn't working, and then it hits you.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, you're talking to yourself in the mirror for 30 minutes, saying you're a piece of shit. Look at you. What are you doing with your life?
See, that's way too much of in your brain. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I don't need to go... I don't need to open up parts of my brain that I'm not used to seeing. I am fine with dulling out parts of my brain.
So you're happy with your alcoholism.
Alcohol opens up your happy box.
I am totally fine with that.
Your happy box opens up.
Weed is too good. What happened to mids? Does that exist anymore?
No one sells mids anymore.
Yeah, mids is fine. The other stuff's way too good.
Oh, my God. The episode,
too potent.
On the episode of Most Expensivest, 2 Chainz, and he went to the weed dispensary in Vegas that's super where you just got to be so baller ass loaded to even get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one, Jeff? Holy shit.
Was it legal
shit.
In Nevada?
Yeah, it is now.
Yeah, but you have to be super rich to even get into this place. And the stuff that they were giving him to smoke, I mean, he's high all the time. He was completely retarded. I mean, he was just sitting there like, he didn't even know where he was. So I can't even imagine
what that stuff was like.
No, it didn't look fun. And
just
I don't
like
think he was having a good time.
Booze isn't fun either, you know?
Have you been watching High Maintenance? Steph?
I have not.
Oh, man, it's so good.
I don't like that guy.
Abdullah from...
Abdullah the Butcher?
No, from Bon Appetit on Viceland has been on this season.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Plays like an Uber.
What'd you say?
Driver.
I do love Bon Appetit.
Bon Appetit, that's a funny name.
Love
I
it.
Miss Vice. I don't get Vice anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
I know it. They took it away from me.
They got good shows.
I know. The pizza show. The Trixie and Katya show.
Slut Ever's good, too. I don't care what you say.
Shut up, Jeff.
Slut Ever's good
Gross.
Show.
I can't even look at that girl.
What is it?
Slut Ever.
Slut Ever, it's called.
Oh, I've heard of this.
She's hilarious. It's like she just talks about, it's kind of like Real Sex. You remember see Real Sex on HBO?
Yeah, of course.
It's kind of like that. It's like a documentary thing where she goes around and talks to like swingers and dominatrixes and
stuff. You don't like it?
I like
it. Carly meets with members of the trans community to talk about sex.
It makes me, it's the only thing that makes me mad because I watch so much Vice and then it reminds me of the fact that this is the only show on there that's helmed by a woman, and it has to be some trampy slut shit. And that's what makes me angry about it. And
then I'm reminded of it.
I get triggered.
She celebrates it, though.
Celebrate.
What about that? There was another one.
Celebrate whoredom.
She does.
There was another one that was with a woman where it was like, she was going around to different countries. Like,
the model
to their...
thing? Yeah. And then they just threw that away.
Well, that Farrah Abraham from MTV is suing them for slut shaming her. She's a skank.
She is troubled.
Her porn movies are gross.
Ew! Her porns are so disgusting. Where she's like, "You're gross. I'm not gonna fuck you, and you can't fuck me in the ass." And then like, she's like, "Fuck me in the ass."
She's a butt porn person, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's disgusting.
Everybody's a butt porn person.
I mean, she, Autumn Gone Wild on Radio Labyrinth.
Hasn't she gotten like two koala bears injected into her butt?
I don't know. She's koala bears. But the nerve of them to the nerve of her to sue MTV for like, oh my god, they're slut shaming. You're a fucking
Where
slut.
Where would you be? You know what? You would be 16 faces ago.
Where's her
and
baby?
You would have nothing.
No, who cares, right?
Where's her baby?
My mom.
She's gross. She's the worst one on there. A lot of those people are really bad.
Well, I don't even know. Trashy. It's Teen Mom, and that's as much as I
is
know.
Is she an OG?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's the only one I know, just because of, or, you know, they. She always pops up on TMZ.
Yeah.
Or her ass does, anyway.
I'm Farrah Abraham. So Kevin's all right. Kevin's
yeah, he's home now.
All right. Next week on the show.
I know that y'all love him. I do not like him.
Well, next week on the show, we're going to have Dustin Lawler on, and we're going to do a complete Kevin Smith show. So, Autumn, your excuse.
I might not be on that.
Well, your excuse. It's just going to be celebrating Kevin Smith and his movies and that he's still alive.
Oh, great.
You don't like any Kevin Smith movies at all?
No. I like him as Silent Bob. I think that's fun.
Okay. All right.
I do not like
what about Chase?
His gigantic jerseys and tiny legs.
It's
style.
Weird.
I don't like it. I don't like his face with his eyes and his eyebrows.
It's like Dr. Robotnik from Sonic. Those really small legs.
Do you listen to his? So you obviously don't listen to his podcast. Him and Jay and Silent Bob grow up.
I think that he's. I don't like his. There's That's something about
Steve, Dave.
His personality that bothers. I don't know. It's like he's. He like thinks he's. I guess he thinks he's interesting, and I don't think he's interesting, and so then I'm annoyed that he thinks he's interesting.
He's extremely interesting to a lot of Gen X guys.
Yep. Right, why?
Let me ask you this.
Nerd culture.
If you had a heart attack, would you take a selfie and send it out?
No.
No? I would not?
I mean, it's the culture now, but right. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't make my Kevin Smith face and be like, boom, okay.
You know, Chris Pratt said, hey man, I don't know you that well. Get well. I'm thinking of you with this. Prayers.
Sending prayers.
Right. And then all these fucking snarky ass Twitter atheists started attacking him. And then James Gunn got involved and was defending Chris Pratt. Twitter sucks. Unless
it's
you get
so weird. He's allowed to say that.
Yeah, I know. It was a nice thing to say.
It was very nice thing to say.
Prayers Twitter's didn't stop real. The bullets. Prayers didn't stop the bullets in Parkland.
That's stupid. If that's my example of why Twitter's not real. Because if that same person who responded to Chris Pratt, if he was in the room while Chris Pratt said, hey, you know, I'll pray for you, you know, you wouldn't be like, that's not right. You know what I mean? Right. He'd be like, okay, that's nice of him. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But because you're on Twitter, you're like, fucking, that's not the right
thing. Being on Twitter is like when you're in your car. Like, you don't mind just cutting somebody off and pulling in front of them and
giving him the finger.
Yeah.
You'd never do that in person, though.
No, you're exactly. You're Michael Bolton in Office Space in your car.
Rolling the window up.
Yeah.
I can't talk to my mother, so I'll talk to my diary.
I love that guy. Whatever happened to that dude?
Uh-oh, my God, I'm crying here.
What? What did you say?
Mom stuff.
Oh. Ellie's crying, Mom screaming. Stuff.
Oh, if you got to go get her.
That's all right.
So we'll talk you, me, Tim, and Dustin Lawler. We'll talk about Kevin Smith stuff next week.
All right,
but yeah, he's home now and he's doing better.
Okay, good, good. That means we'll still get another Jay and Silent Bob reboot, right? Or are they gonna do Clerks 3?
No, he didn't. He never got the money for Clerks 3. He hasn't got the money for Jay and Silent Bob yet either.
Who's not giving Kevin Smith money?
I don't know. I was hoping that the special that he was. This comedy special. He was
maybe the heart attack was a false flag for sympathy money to make a stupid movie.
I was hoping it would be Netflix.
Didn't Tusk bring him enough?
Tusk was good. I thought.
Tusk got him funding for Clerks 3, but then Jeff Anderson said he wouldn't do it, so then it fell through.
Who's Jeff Anderson?
Randall from Clerks.
Why wouldn't he do it? What's he doing?
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't want to be in another movie and get money and not act.
They had to sue Harvey for the money to get... To get paid for Clerks too.
Harvey Wallbanger?
Weinstein.
Oh.
Good luck with that. They're bankrupt.
Yeah, but they ended up suing and getting the money eventually, but it was a big pain in the ass, and I guess he just didn't want to go through that.
What does he do
again.
For a living otherwise?
Nothing. I think he does nothing.
I thought
does
he
work
at
the comic
store.
Book store?
No.
He does nothing.
No, he's not on any social media. I don't know what his
job is. He didn't have enough time
to
do another movie. Anyway, all right, fine.
And now, Radio Labyrinth presents TV Before It Was PC.
This week on TV Before It Was PC, we step out of the realm of 1970s television and step into the realm of film. There was a TV show based on this movie, but this movie with Michael J. Fox came out in 1985. It is called Teen Wolf. Just a brief summary of the plot. Scott Howard is a 17-year-old high school student who is sick of being average. He's a basketball player, and he's not very good. And then his father, Harold Howard, played by actor James Hampton, tells his son that he's a werewolf. James Hampton is someone who you might recognize from a little movie from the 90s called Sling Blade, and also a TV show, very short-lived but very funny, from the 1960s called F-Troop. But anyway, there's a pivotal moment in the scene when Michael J. Fox's character reveals to his best friend Stiles, played by Jerry Levine, who we haven't heard from in a while, I don't believe. He reveals to him that he is a werewolf, and he prefaces it with, "I gotta tell you something." And, well, Stiles, of course, in a natural 1980s reaction, asks him if he's gay. Now, listen to the whole clip, and then at the end, I've tagged one of my favorite little stand-up bits by comedian Eugene Merman, who you see on, well, here, on Bob's Burgers every week, where he did a bit about it from an album that he put out, called The Absurd Nightclub Comedy of Eugene Merman. Enjoy.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, Big Brother always keeps a stash out here for emergencies.
Now listen, Stiles. I gotta talk to you about something, because it's making me nuts.
Yeah, well, I hear you, but if it's that intense, I'll need a solid buzz to think clearly.
Well, look, I wouldn't even mention it to you, except that I gotta talk to someone.
Wait a minute, are you gonna tell me you're a fag? I mean, if you're gonna tell me you're a fag, I don't think I can handle it.
I'm not a fag. I'm a werewolf. Where would that scumbag keep it? Scotty? Stiles, it's me. What do you think?
Can you do that anytime you want?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I just did.
My favorite thing in Teen Wolf is there's a point at which Michael J. Fox is going to tell his super fashionable friend Stiles that he's a wolf. And they're in Michael J. Fox's garage, and Michael J. Fox is about to tell him, and Stiles goes, "Dude, you're not going to tell me you're a fag." And of course, Michael J. Fox is like, no, don't worry. No. I'm a wolf. I'm a magical creature that eats babies. I'm not gay. You can relax.
All right. Time for this. I'm out, by the way.
I'm out, too.
So, I didn't even watch it last season.
Though I know too much. I know a lot of what's happened, and I don't watch. I haven't watched since season 4.
Yeah.
And I know what just happened on this last episode. Why I read that article, I don't know.
All right. So, if you're not watching the most recent season of The Walking Dead, spoiler alert, and don't look at my Instagram. All right. Jeff and Autumn, have at it.
All right, Jeff.
You watched.
Where do we begin?
Rick's under a tree bleeding. And the guy with the baseball bat with the barbed wire is like,
"That's at the end."
Well, I'm sorry.
Out of order.
I just want to get out what I know and then sit back and listen.
Okay.
Explain the episode.
They totally discounted the whole old Rick thing.
Okay.
By making it Carl's, a dream that Carl was having on his deathbed.
What do you mean they discounted it?
In the comic books, they flash forward like to old man Rick.
Okay.
And it's real. Like, Rick's old now.
Right.
And so this glimpse that you were seeing of him in these couple episodes that we're seeing is like, the show's going to maybe flash forward, or maybe that's what they are saying is going to be, you know, how it turns out for real in the end.
Okay.
But then it turns out, no, that was all just a dream of Carl's, like, what he wished would happen.
Can I jump in?
What's that?
Can I jump in for jump a guy in. Who doesn't watch?
Yeah.
I heard the Rick under the tree bleeding maybe isn't fake. That's not a dream. But Negan, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
Yes.
That part was a dream. That was Carl's dream.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, we still don't know what's going on at the very, but that's at the very end where we see Rick underneath the tree right. with the
I think that was
things.
The preview for next week.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so it starts out with, okay, so I wrote down, because I was really holding on
okay,
to that
here we
Coral
go.
Lives.
Coral.
No way.
I know, but I was like, I wrote it down. The first thing, I'm calling it Coral Lives. Okay, and then Rick says, let mercy prevail over my wrath, which is a
callback.
Muslim.
That's a callback to some other guy who said that at some point, who taught
it was,
Rick that.
What's his name? Who's the brown guy that's with them now?
Sadiq,
yes, okay.
Brown guy?
Well, I didn't...
Person of color, please.
Brown guy.
Well, he's brown. Where is he from? Pakistan? I don't know.
Hey, Rick, let me help you so much because the monsters came and ate all of the people in my shelter station. And here we go. How are you doing, Babu?
Okay, so.
Is that the guy who had the tiger?
It's not racist. You don't know.
No.
He could be. What?
The guy who had the tiger.
No, I hated
that's
that.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel is.
Didn't the guy from Mike Tyson's Punch Out have a tiger?
I am an actor.
Yes. He's going to try and, when he shakes his head back and forth, that's when you punch him in the stomach and then he gets dizzy and then you can punch him in the face.
Up, down, okay. Over, down.
That's a combination.
Hey guys,
so
breaking news.
I loved, okay, so this
breaking
scene.
News?
Yeah, Alex Jones says there's a massive false flag coming. I'll have to watch that later. Go ahead, Autumn.
Just in the very beginning, I wrote down how long does it take after you're bitten but not dead to die?
It depends.
Where you get it, right?
Die already, Coral. It takes forever. Yeah,
they've drawn it out over entire seasons.
Where to get bit at? On the taint?
No, on
his
stomach.
Abdomen.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, then I guess that's not so close to his main veins.
There are no toilets. Or I guess there's toilets, not running plumbing.
Girl.
So if you're going to the bathroom in a pile of leaves, there could be a walker in there. It bites your taint, right?
I guess we could.
It could happen.
Like where only... Like only the head is still alive and it's been buried under like underbrush and stuff, and then
God,
you squat down and then he bites your taint.
If he would have got bitten
That's
on the taint, I would have watched this season just for that alone.
Could you have sex with one of those zombies if you like tied it up so it couldn't claw at you?
You'll find out, I'm sure.
No, I mean, could you though? I wonder if you could.
But
you would. What causes you to turn? Bodily fluids or just the biting?
Or the bite.
But the bite.
No,
injects.
The bite, because they cover themselves in the guts and stuff and they're fine.
I mean, if you had a cut and those guts got in.
That's what I was always afraid of.
I would say due to the rotting flesh, that would be a hot dog down the hallway situation.
Fresh.
You got to be fresh. Oh.
Yeah.
Like right after Coral.
Okay.
Okay, let's keep going.
I'd fuck Carl. Anyway, go ahead. I'd take that
especially
eye.
Especially if he was fresh.
That eye patch out. Give him a good brain.
Oh, no.
The old skull left.
Yeah, it's skull him.
So there was this big long, there was this sort of long romantic scene of like Coral looking at his wound and getting undressed and like really close-ups of his face and his lips, and I wrote down like the tweens are loving this Coral undressing scene.
Was this whole episode just slow build to the end when he croaks?
I mean,
yeah, kinda.
There's a lot of other little stories going on. Okay, so then they go to Morgan at the sanctuary.
Morgan,
who tricked like five dudes to get out of this. There was this whole production of him getting around, but then just like five guys got eaten or whatever. No big deal.
Is this season 8 or 9? Or is it the second half of season 8?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Carol is with everybody. She's taken like the whole rest of the village or whatever that's not under the, in the sewer. She's taken them to that little house where she was. I don't know how they're going to like hang out at this tiny house. Coral and Rick and Michonne and everybody in the sewer. Coral says twice, I got bit. I got bit. And so then when the first time he said it, I thought that's a dumb line. And then he said it again. I got bit. Shapeshifter from the Deep Space Nine guy. He's with Ezekiel. Ezekiel's trying to like trick him sort of with his sweetness.
That's not Rene Auberjon, but he did look kind of like him.
He looks like that guy. Right. I don't know what his name is, so I just kept calling him Shapeshifter. Right.
Is that the tiger guy?
Nope, that's Ezekiel. So
that's
Ezekiel.
Yeah, she said Ezekiel.
Oh. He's hanging out with Ezekiel.
Yeah, so he's like guarding Ezekiel until Negan comes to like kill him.
Oh.
So
I'm on my way to kill the guy with the tiger.
That's right.
The tiger's dead, though.
I want to see the guy with the tiger.
Tiger was aware enough. It sacrificed itself
it
to
did.
Save people.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was sweet. Carol and Morgan are being like rescuers down under. We're back with Coral. Oh, and Sadiq is a pharmacist or something. He has some like non-steroidal something.
But a stereotypical job.
Yes. I wrote in here, get Judith off this show. Manipulative asshole.
Did you see how they made her fake cry?
Yes.
And that was such bullshit.
How old is that kid? That kid's like 3 or something. She's like.
Yeah, well, they put in a baby cry sound effect. It was so fake looking.
And they won't let her say a goddamn line.
Right.
Give the kid a line that says, like, daddy. You know, so that at least they can pay her something.
Zombie.
Yeah.
It's time for her to look at the flowers.
Yes. And then they're all going to Tom Petty. I don't know what his name is. The guy with burn face, Tom Petty.
What?
Dwight.
Dwight. Oh, they're going to Dwight. Like, you got to stop them. Like, make them stop bombing us or whatever they're doing. And he's like, what's he going to do? I don't understand why they're going to him.
Who's bombing them? Negan?
Yeah.
With
Negan's
what?
People.
Mortars?
They're not really bombing. I don't know what they're doing, but there's a lot of explosions and fires up there.
Are there garbage people in this episode?
Not yet.
All right.
No. The last we saw, they were just running away.
I don't like the garbage people. Mm-mm.
All right. Carol and Morgan Morgan is killing everybody like he's just poking that little stick through their heads like it's made of nothing.
Right.
Real people or zombies?
Real people.
Hmm.
They're not even trying to make it look difficult.
Did they have a tie-in with him in the Walking Dead in L.A.?
No, they're gonna.
Oh, they're gonna. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
They're back with his... And then, like I'm saying, they jump. It's Ezekiel and the shapeshifter guy. He's like hypnotizing the shapeshifter so that he can try and be a good guy. Ezekiel's like, you can change this. They're back in the pipes. Don't let Judith speak or they're going to have to pay her. Right. That's what I wrote down. Back to Morgan and Carol. They're killing randos. Who gives a fuck? Ezekiel and shapeshifter. Nothing is happening. They're just going back. Like, this show needs to economize.
Right.
They need to make it like, instead of without commercials, 45 minutes, make it a 30-minute show. That's all. The real content of the show is only really probably 20 minutes. So I'll give you 30.
They wasted a whole half a season. I'm going back to 2 now, but that's why I stopped watching originally.
Look at Sophie
was missing.
She's pretty hot now.
But what a stretch that was. It went on for half the season.
Yeah, I know.
I came back in season 4 and then caught up and watched everything.
I think the last good episode was when they, whenever they ate the kid. Remember when they ate the kid and the mom? That was the last good episode.
Mm-hmm. When did they behead Hammond? I know it's the old man. I just was thinking the guy from Jurassic Park. I forget his name.
That was like 4 seasons ago. Herschel.
Yeah.
Herschel.
Poor Herschel.
Everyone was like.
That's the last one I saw.
If they kill Herschel, I'm out.
I interviewed him on The Regular Guys, and the caveat at the beginning was you're not allowed to ask him about The Walking Dead.
Really?
I never put it on the air. It was so boring.
Well, he's such He's on Billions now, Scott Wilson, right? Yeah. I mean, he has a long career, though.
Of course.
But.
Yeah, couldn't talk about. He doesn't want to talk about The Walking Dead. Okay, great, thank you so much. This is so interesting.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's like the Dos Equis guy. Like, don't talk to him about the Dos Equis campaign. Okay, what the fuck am I going to talk about?
You know, I loved you as Marg Helgeberger's father on CSI. You're so good as that prick dad of hers.
I also wrote down that everyone who isn't important dies instantly. But if you're important, you take forever to either die or just be killed.
Did you like when Morgan ripped that guy's guts out?
Yes, I wrote that down. I wrote, no guts, no glory.
That was the only good scene in the entire episode.
Yeah, so he gets, I don't know how he got that hole in his body. Was it from Morgan's
From a stick,
spear?
Yeah.
Okay, so then Morgan reaches in with his finger. I thought he was just going to poke him and then make him hurt and then like get the upper hand. But instead, he fucking... fists his abdomen and pulls out his guts.
He did. He stuck his whole fist in there and
you know, like how
came out with his intestines and stuff.
Gross. This was the lowest rated premiere in the series history, right?
Yep.
Season premiere. So does this spell the end?
Wasn't it up against the closing ceremonies of the Olympics?
Yeah,
but nobody's watching that either.
Also, The Bachelor tell-all was on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, more people are watching.
The season finale of Celebrity Big Brother also.
And the premiere of Ash vs. Evil Dead, which was kick-ass.
Yes. I watched the first 5 minutes of it.
It was very good.
Awesome.
Very good.
But again,
lots of other things happen. I wrote, die already.
We'll continue.
I didn't give one fuck.
I didn't either.
I've been following that kid since he was like five years old on the show, and... I did not give a fuck that
Travis
he died.
No, I could care less. He was like, uh-oh, Autumn, I'm feeling feelings.
No.
No.
So is this the last season, you think? Or you think they got one more?
No, one more after this one, I bet.
And do you think, Autumn, really, do you think the tweens care? Because I've always thought he looks like Don Wiener from Welcome to the Dollhouse.
Ooh, he sure does. Oh, man. Oh, man, that's real true. Well, then we get to see Negan looking real happy and sweet and a little bit older.
Hey there, little girl, or whatever he says.
Right? Yeah, have a tomato or something.
Yeah.
Have a tomato.
Bite into this onion.
Well, I'm going to hit you over the head with Lucille.
So what's a Coral's like dying wish is for Rick to just be cool and try and get peace. And this is what this can happen or whatever. And then the previews for the next episode, he's telling me, he's like, you're fucking dead, asshole.
Just kill one of them. Make an example of them.
Yeah. So we'll see how he honors his son.
All right. I'm calling this segment every week, hate watching the final Walking Dead seasons.
Yay.
And then apologize to Lisa, because she's going to hate us for doing this.
You guys! You guys! You're so wrong! You guys!
She will try. She'll be like, no, but listen.
Yeah.
No.
No, but listen.
There's still quite a few people that are like super hardcore Walking Dead fans that are still into it.
But if you read the comics.
I read the comics, and this show has just gone straight in the toilet.
Yeah.
And for me to say that is a lot.
Yeah, because you love that show.
Yeah, and I stuck with it always. I never noped out.
Well, I'm noping.
Yeah, I'm going for it.
I'm noping and doping. I will watch probably the season finale or whatever. Whatever. It's going to be on the DVR. I'll get bored and watch it.
Yeah.
I prefer This Is Us.
Okay.
Less guts being eaten. All right, the Oscars, I guess, are this Sunday.
Hey, can I take a break? I'll be right back, okay?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
The Academy Awards are this Sunday. Who's watching? Greg, are you going to watch?
I may watch. I'll tune in.
I'll probably watch a little.
They go on for so long.
It's Jimmy Kimmel. He annoys me as
I want to see what they say as far as jokes about the screw up last year.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I'll be with my mother, so I'm sure I'll watch it.
Oh, yeah. That's
drink right. Have a Boston cooler and watch some Oscars.
I'll be in Detroit.
How many hot dogs are you going to have?
Oh, I'll probably have at least a
couple. Is that how you say it in French? Detroit?
Detroit, yeah.
Detroit, because it is a French named city, correct?
I have no idea.
LaSalle?
I don't even know any of the history of Detroit.
How do you not? Oh, you're from there. You don't know anything.
That's because I was raised in Detroit. I don't know any history.
Are you going to go to those neighborhoods that have overgrowth and bears and shit living in them?
You're going to go to that?
They've cleared most of those out, man.
No, those burnt out neighborhoods.
You're going to go to the northwest
out of them.
I forget the neighborhood. Northwest something. Goldberg.
Well,
but they're just burnt out houses everywhere.
Yeah, the east side, the southwest side, but they've torn a lot of those houses down.
What are they putting there instead? Just leave the yard?
Some of them they're turning into urban farmland.
Okay, I like that.
And honestly, Detroit is kind of up and coming. It's becoming like a place for kids that are coming right out of college that are going into tech and finance jobs and stuff with Quicken. They've got their place there now, and it's cheap to live there.
Right.
So, like, if you're coming right out of school and you want cheap digs and you're looking for a job, to get your feet wet or whatever, there's a lot of kids. Actually, Jason, my boy.
Yeah, yeah.
He graduates from UVA in May with a finance degree.
I went to UVA, Dr. Lecter's school.
And he's actually kicking around Detroit as one of the places he might be moving
and
to.
And he's pumped up.
And because it has such a huge hip hop scene, and he's got his little rap station and shit. So
wow.
Anyway,
Detroit.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Used to be an important city. The area, the area code in Detroit?
313.
Yeah, so on rotary phones, the shorter the dialing would be for the area code, the more important the city.
New York, 212. LA, 213.
Detroit, 313. That's really short.
Washington, 202. Couldn't have been that important.
Zero. Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, but then what happened was the riots, and then there was the white flight.
Uh-huh.
And then after the white flight.
Well, after the white flight, also there was a flight of there was a manufacturing flight to Mexico, and we're gonna bring him back. Don't you worry, Detroit will rule again. So anyway, there's three categories we put on here to talk about Oscar predictions.
Just how we'd predict and see if anybody had any thoughts on.
Well, let's just do these three: Best Picture, Actor, and Actress. So, for Best Picture, you have The Shape of Water, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Phantom Thread, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, Get Out, The Post, Call Me By Your Name, and Lady Bird. So let's go around the room. Greg, who do you think is going to win?
Who do I think's going
to
win?
The best picture, yeah.
You can tell you who you want to win or who
I want Phantom Thread to win.
Right.
Okay. I loved that film.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. And it's not a stuffy British romance film.
Okay, then.
No, but I don't know. What do you think's going to win? Either Lady Bird or... What were the other ones? Get Out?
Dunkirk, Shape of Water, Darkest Hour, Get Out.
I think Get Out.
The Post. You think the Ghost or the Get Out will win Best Picture?
Yeah, I think that there's someone. Anyway, we need to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm being cynical, but I feel like.
But you want Phantom Thread.
Phantom Thread.
All right.
What a film. Did you see that one?
No, I haven't seen any of them except for Get Out.
I haven't seen Shape of Water, but like all the little Smarty Pants podcasts that I listen to, they all kind of lean towards it'll either be Get Out or Shape of Water.
Fish fucking.
Oh yeah, Shape of Water probably will win.
It's one of those two, I think. It'll be Get Out because it is so original and different and, you know, and it caught everybody by surprise and for the fact that it was made on such a small, for $4 million and what it did with $4 million that, but and then I'll, just because it's Guillermo and that Shape of Water is like people are losing their shit. Jeff saw it. He loves watching fish fuck.
Why are you changing everything?
Because you had Phantom Menace.
I have those in there on purpose.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I thought you just meant
no.
That.
I know Jennifer Lawrence on Marc Maron. She said she could only watch 3 minutes.
She's dumb.
Of Phantom. She is dumb. I don't really like her. I listened to her interview and I got done with it and I was like, God, I don't like her. She's very annoying. But then I listened to Heather Graham on there and I do like her. And
I like
didn't know
Heather
I
Graham.
Would. She's very cool.
Yeah, yeah, Heather Graham's awesome.
She's great.
All right, Jeff?
I think Darkest Hour's going to win. I wish Get Out would win, though.
Okay. Here's mine. I think that Dunkirk will win and I think that Get Out should win.
The only one you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I love Dunkirk though.
Look, Get Out was great.
Yeah,
and I love Get Out, but and I Get Out was awesome.
There hadn't been a horror movie that eligible for Oscar since Silence of the Lambs.
But so. It's not. It's a political thriller or but a sociological thriller.
On its surface, it is a horror movie, but it is a good film.
Isn't Shape of Water being sued for plagiarism?
I don't know
the creators of it.
I didn't know that. Are they?
Yeah, but they're saying it's so unfounded. And the fact that this guy, he
it looks like they
pulled
took,
it out of his ass.
Took the suit from that movie with, you know, the guy, Hellboy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hellboy looks like Ted Danson to me.
What if David Hart or David Harbour's Hellboy?
In the
yeah,
film.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Paul Zindel, the son of playwright Paul Zindel, is suing Shape of Water for his 1969 play, Let Me Hear You Whisper. I don't know.
Mm.
Plagiarism.
Let me fuck the fish man.
Well, I mean, look, Guillermo just doesn't think of great ideas all the time or whatever, so I don't know.
All right, best actor. You got Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Menace. Timothée Chalamet for The Gay One. Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out. Denzel Washington for Italian Jew Attorney at Law. Get that? You get that? Roman J. Israel, Esquire. Anyway, whatever. Gary Oldman for British Old Man.
These sound like they're written by the Redbox troll.
Yeah, he couldn't make it today, so he sent me these.
Gary Oldman won't get it.
You don't think so?
No, he's conservative. He's been blacklisted.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a tough one. What were the what was the second choice?
You have Daniel Day-Lewis. Timothée Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name.
Him.
Okay.
I say Daniel Day-Lewis because he's retiring.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
And who do you want?
I think of Abebe, the guy's name who I can't pronounce from Get Out.
Daniel Kaluuya.
Yep.
Kaluuya.
Yeah. I thought he killed it.
Who do you want?
Yeah, Daniel Kaluuya would be good.
He'd be my choice as well.
I think Daniel Day-Lewis is going to win, though.
So do I. All right. Best actress, you have Sally Hawkins for Fishfucker, Meryl Streep for Fake News, Frances McDormand for Title Too Long, Margot Robbie for I Bullshit, and Saoirse Ronan for Lady Something or Other. I can't say your name.
I think Frances McDormand's going to win and probably should win.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. She's won all the other, from all the right. other, she's won the BAFTA and the blah, mm-hmm. blah, and the whatevers.
What I agree with that.
Everyone agrees.
Yeah.
I want Meryl Streep to win.
I think.
Yeah, there's a chance.
No, I don't right? want her to win. I hate Meryl. I don't hate Meryl Streep. I don't hate her, but she's won enough. She's like the Tom Brady.
Fair enough. Okay, but let's just calm down here.
She's pretty dumb.
She's an American treasure. Shut up.
She is an American treasure.
Hi, I'm back. Okay. Speaking of American treasures.
Ah. You're just in time for Jeff's Pensacon recap.
Yay!
Yeah, it won't take very long. I wasn't there very long. I just went for a couple of hours.
Did you talk to anybody? Meet any celebs?
Yeah, I looked around, saw all the cast of Fright Night was there, all the living cast.
Yeah.
They got old. Everyone looked really...
Chris Sarandon?
Yeah, looked old.
Is he Susan Sarandon's brother?
Something like that.
Ex-husband.
Yeah,
oh, ex-husband. She kept the name. Mm-hmm.
Amanda Bierce looked pretty old. The dude that was...
The master will kill you for this.
That dude, he looked like a little old
slowly,
man.
Slowly. Oh, so slowly.
He looked like a little old man sitting there. I was like, oh, God. How
long? We're old, man. Yeah, he looked like Roddy McDowell, didn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Fuck.
What about the guy that played the ghoul? Was he there?
That's who I mean. That's who.
No, the ghoul that played Chris Sarandon, you know, the guy that could be out during the day. He wasn't like a real person.
I don't remember who that dude was.
He was his Ren.
He kind of looked like a Bill Paxton.
What was his name?
Guy.
Renfield. He was his Renfield.
Yeah.
I don't remember that dude.
He did look like Bill Paxton. Mm.
Nah, I don't think that guy was there. I'll have to look into what
he did.
How
did the Land of the Lost people look?
They were cool.
Yeah.
They got a little older since last time that I saw them, which was.
How'd Chaka look?
He looks fine.
Does he have gray fur?
No.
He didn't.
He's the youngest of all the people there.
Was Enoch still there? I heard he was in a wheelchair.
He died.
Did you skeet on Chaka like Tim wanted you to?
You didn't?
No.
Oh, dude.
I was offered to get in the raft and take a picture with all of them, but I got a picture with Kathy Coleman.
They had a raft. Holly.
Yeah, they have like a yellow raft that they bring around.
I cannot believe you did not take them up
on that. Is the dad alive?
He's alive, but he doesn't do cons and stuff. They made a documentary with him a couple of years ago about going to visit him, but some dude that was in the cast, but was part of the making of the documentary wouldn't let him release it for some reason. Money.
Money, yeah. Money ruins everything.
Yeah.
How about the uncle?
He's still kicking around somewhere, but I don't think they're friendly with him.
Oh.
Because he kind of replaced their dad who they'd worked with for two seasons.
And the dad left. He thought he was going to get a better career. And
then the show got canceled after he left. So
what about the T-Rex?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's.
How about Allie? Was Allie there?
Grumpy's still there.
Grumpy and Allie were there. what was the little brontosaurus's name?
Dopey.
Dopey. That's right. She used to ride around on Dopey. Did you watch the show ever?
Not the original.
You saw the horrible movie.
The movie?
Yes.
Yes, I've seen the movie. And then in the 90s, there was a version.
Yeah,
that's right. Was it Sid and Marty Krofft who did the
reboot? They were like executive producers. I don't think they had hands on.
I'm sure they had their hands.
Yeah.
The mythos behind the show to me was always fascinating.
Oh, they had great writers too.
Yeah.
Real hardcore science fiction writers and
stuff.
Right.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Who else did you see?
Pete and Pete.
Both of them?
Yep.
Were they super cool?
They were very nice.
I don't know.
We like Pete and Pete.
Danny Tamborelli.
This is your and Autumn's shit. Because you guys are the same age as my sisters. I'm 10, 11 years older than my sisters. So they were like 12 when the show was on. I was 20.
It seemed like it was on for 10 years. I think it was 3 seasons of it. That's it.
And so they never knew. I would be watching the show with them. And I'd be like, oh my God, it's Michael Stipe. Right. Oh my God, it's Iggy Pop.
Iggy
Pop
was the neighbor. So that was cool. Amazing.
And they'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And at the time, I didn't, even when I was a kid.
That's why I got into it, because I was an REM fan and I heard that he was going to be on the show. So I started watching the show, and it was a very good show and well done. And
was Endless Mike there?
Yeah. Oh, Endless Mike. And he's such a great actor. I see him in so much good shit now. Every time I see him pop up, I'll be like, it's Endless Mike. Was Drawstring there?
I went to the high school in Bayonne, New Jersey. I just wanted to go see the exterior. I was like, hey, that's the school they went to.
With the shop teacher with his hand. God.
Oh, yeah.
But I asked Jeff, was Petunia there? And he said, no, she got lasered off. Was the mom there with the plate in her head?
No, it's just those two.
Who did you say you got your picture taken with?
Kathy Coleman.
And that was it?
Land of the Lost. That was the only picture I got.
You sent me...
I took a couple pictures walking around the con and stuff.
Sneaky ones, right? You're not allowed. You took a picture of
Jason Isaacs. Right. through the glass. He had a pretty decent line for people to meet him.
I just remember there was an episode where the dad... they were going on a road trip, and he wanted to be the king of the road, but some other guy had already gotten that vanity plate, so he had a license plate. I think it said King of Fraud. F-R-O-D. There was a space between the O and the F.
King of Fraud. All right.
And Artie, the strongest man in the world, is
Toby Huss.
Toby Huss.
Artie, your buddy who? From the guy that came into the barbershop.
You know Toby Huss.
Oh, yeah.
He's the strongest man in the world. He was their superhero in the neighborhood. Tim, the show is timeless, and you should take your ass on the internet and watch this fucking show.
It is really good.
It's so good, and it was so ahead of its time.
There's an episode where younger Pete tries to stay up all night, and the riboflavin in cereal is what's apparently giving him the energy to stay awake. It's just ridiculous.
I always think
weird
about that
show.
When they talk about, like, if you stare into the sun, it makes you sneeze and it wakes you up.
It has such a cult following. Like, they'll do panels of it. Oh, dude, people are nuts about the show. The theme song for the show. What? I mean,
everything. The band is coming back. Yeah, or
they're coming back.
Yeah, they came back and
Polaris.
Yeah,
how was it? Pensacon as compared to DragonCon?
It was smaller, but in some ways, it was the fact that it was inside the. What was the name of it? Pensacola Bay Center,
mm-hmm.
which is like Gwinnett Arena.
Yeah, so it's
made
big.
Made it weird.
Why did it make it weird?
Well, because like on the floor, like where the hockey team would play, was where like they had the comic book artists and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the seats were just empty. And then like there's three levels and there's rooms all around. Like, I don't know if they're like suites and stuff for people that would be watching the games. But those rooms are where they stuck all the celebrities and stuff.
That's weird.
Yeah. So you would go like one end and there would be like two or three rooms. You'd go in and a couple of them were bigger where you could walk through like kind of like the Hall of Fame at Dragon Con.
Right.
But most of them were just these small little rooms and they stuck like maybe five people in each room.
Hmm.
So you'd walk all the way around the entire dome and hit all the rooms all the way around. Then you could go down and go hit all the rooms on that floor. And there's three floors of that. And so all the vendors and stuff that were selling stuff were outside. There was like a shakedown street, but it was like
really
geek down street.
Were people selling weed and shrooms?
But all the t-shirt vendors and the normal vendors that you see, like the part that would be in World Congress Center at Dragon Con, they were all outside in the parking lot.
Speaking of Shakedown Street, the Grateful Dead did You Can Call Me Al.
You Can Call Me Al, I know.
At Orlando last night.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song.
Or Dead & Company with John Mayer, not the Grateful Dead, to be specific.
Accurate.
They get Joel McHale to pretend to be Chevy Chase.
No, they put Morty on the inside the Steal Your Face thing on the big screens behind him.
Oh, wow.
Who?
Morty from Rick and Morty.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's cool. Hey, I like watching those weird shows, man. John Mayer's really turning me on. He gets a lot of pussy.
But it was pretty cool, Pensacon, and I hope they have us back.
And Tim, you didn't go?
No, I wasn't able to make it.
Yeah, Tim couldn't go, and I was thinking about not going, but I forgot to shut my alarm off. I was supposed to get up at 4:30 in the morning so I could get up and take a shower and get ready and get gas and then go pick Tim up. But I forgot to shut my alarm off, so my alarm went off at 4:30 in the morning, and I was like wide awake. I'm like, well, I guess I'll go by myself.
Why didn't you go, Tim?
I had
a family
felt
emergency.
Very well. No, I didn't feel well. I had a family
you
emergency.
Guys, that's like that joke.
What joke?
That joke, like where two people walk into a party and they both say the opposite. He had a family emergency. I wasn't feeling well.
No, I didn't feel well. I didn't have an emergency. Both Caitlin and I had colds, and she still has a sore throat.
You told me you had something wrong with your butt.
I always have something wrong with my butt. Anyhow, all right, you guys ready to do staff picks? Sorry, Greg, I didn't give you time.
Greg, did you like Pensacon?
Yes.
We had some deep fake news.
Do the deep fake news. Go ahead.
Just Dustin Lillard put you in Mad Max Fury Road.
I know, that was hilarious. But he put me in something else and it looked like Randy Travis.
Yeah. Those deep fakes are weird though.
Oh my god, yeah.
Have you like really watched any of them? Like the porn ones? All the faces like flash.
Yeah. On some of them. Weird. There's only a couple really good ones, right, Steph?
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally, yeah, that's all I do is...
Have you seen these, Greg, these deepfake porns?
No.
It's where they use this computer program or algorithm or whatever, and they take faces of celebrities and they map it to the porn star
space. They've used it to put like Nicolas Cage inside it. I saw that in every movie.
Yeah.
But they're using that same technology to make porn of people that would never do porn. So they've been banned from Twitter. Deepfakes have been banned from Twitter. And
even the non-porn ones?
I didn't read the whole article. I thought it was just porn ones.
Yeah, I know the porn ones are banned. They had deepfake a subreddit.
Pornographic videos banned from Twitter.
Yeah, okay, good. I agree with that. I don't think people want their faces being put on. Because
they're
porn.
Putting like Daisy Ridley on top of like Tori Black's body and stuff.
The best one, I will say from a scientific point of view, was Emma Watson.
There's some good ones
on top
her.
Of Casey Chase, yeah. And it's great.
You've been doing this Hermione stuff though for so long that it's
only since the second movie.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, yeah. It has been.
No,
almost,
I have not.
It's been
no,
almost
get
since
out of
then.
Here.
It has been almost.
There was a good one with Lennox Lux, for Sansa Stark's face put on Lennox Lux, the real porn star Lennox Lux, but she looks just like her anyway. So just watch her regular porn.
I don't watch porn.
Oh, well.
What other news do we have?
Jeff. That CDC guy's missing.
How stupid is Georgia? Someone wrote.
Go ahead.
They didn't want to talk about it.
No, go ahead.
Too political, but there's people calling for a boycott of filming in Georgia because of that LGBTQ adoption bill that we just passed.
What was that bill? Today it'll either get... Did it cross over? Did it make it to the governor's desk? Because today's the day for that.
Did the House vote?
I don't know.
Senate passed it.
Senate passed it. So today's the day for the House to look at all these bills. So there's going to be that tax bill, and then there's going to be this bill that will basically make it acceptable for private Christian organizations who deal with private adoptions that aren't federally funded or state funded to discriminate against gay couples.
Oh.
So basically, these Christian groups can say, well, it's against our beliefs, so we're not going to adopt this child or allow you to adopt this child because you're not straight or whatever.
Yeah, but if I was gay, I'd be like, well, I don't want your dumb Christian baby.
Mm-hmm. It's just stupid.
I want a cool, open-minded baby.
It's like that bathroom bill that they passed in North Carolina that lost them that NBA championship game or whatever it was and all that shit that was going on.
I don't know that it's like that bill. I think that bill was stupid, and I think that people I don't give a shit where people take a dump or pee or whatever, and, you know, make an accommodation.
Right, but this guy's calling for people to... Fellow showrunners said if this dumb bill becomes law, let's be done filming.
What showrunner?
His name's Ben Wexler. I was trying to look up what his credits
See,
are.
See, what they don't understand is it's not a discriminatory bill. What it does, it allows Christian organizations... to do their own thing. There are plenty of other adoption agencies that would never even consider this. I don't personally agree with it.
Right.
I think that a gay couple, two men, two women, whatever, as long as they're good parents and...
He was a co-executive producer on Community, Arrested Development.
I don't give a shit what he does. He's an asshole. Fuck him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. The thing is that this organization is Christian and has their beliefs, and the government can't trot over that. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't think it's open-minded. But whoever thought about religion as being open-minded?
That's my point. Why do you want to adopt a baby from them anyway?
Right. You think Deal would sign it? He's vetoed it.
I don't think Deal will sign this bill. So I think it'll go away, and then it'll come back in the next session, and that governor, whoever that may be, will either sign it or won't. But it doesn't become law unless Deal signs it. But again,
I saw someone draw a parallel between something like this where like a Christian baker, you know, shouldn't be able to refuse to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. But like Delta is allowed to say that they don't support the NRA.
It's different, though. It's different. Yeah. And I'll tell you why real quick, then we can move on. You know, you aren't allowed to discriminate against customers. If somebody walks in. You know, if they're not wearing a shirt, you know, you got the old standby. No shirt, no shoes, no service. Right. No dyes. But you but
hey,
you can't put a sign up that says no spics, no Indians, and no black people. I mean, you know, well, I'm being...
No, I just like that.
I'm saying that you can't discriminate against people ever. You can't, you know, if you close down shop. Now, that's based on looks. How do you know somebody's gay when they walk in?
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think if you're going...
Well, if they swished in...
Well, if they say we're married.
If you walk like, I'm ready for cake.
I need a cake. Me and my husband are going to suck each other's cocks. Can you put that on the cake?
Right.
You know, and it's dumb. Why would you turn?
That's like South Park, a South Park.
Why would you turn down business anyway? Who gives a fuck? Scissor. Make the cake. Make the fucking
because
cake.
Money, you know, my beliefs are more important to me than money.
But that's different. It doesn't say any of that shit in the Bible, so it's dumb. But in the Bible, and they, what they believe is that gay people shouldn't have sex to, whatever, I don't care.
Right.
But as far as comparing it to, what was the other thing?
The about guns? Like NRA. Delta.
Oh yeah, Delta, it's not, Delta's a business, and it's not like they're telling people who are in the NRA that they can't fly on the plane. All they're telling them is, to the NRA, is we are ending our discount program with you. That is
which
not discrimination.
Said, which it all really just reinforces that we are down the middle.
Yes, it's exactly what it does.
It's not saying we're for or against, right. But if we give you a discount, then we're definitely making a stance.
And what Dick's did today, Dick's Sporting Goods, and even Walmart announced today that they're not going to sell guns or ammo to anyone under the age of 21.
Oh, really?
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
All the NRA had to do was say, hey, guess what? We also support the fact that maybe somebody under 21 shouldn't be able to buy a gun.
They don't.
It's not that big of a fucking deal. But if they would just get on board and just say that.
Here's what I'll get upset about it. Well, no, they don't have to. Why would they lie? Here's where I'll get upset by any of this nonsense is if the government says you can't buy a gun until you're 21. Well, that's fucking bullshit. There's no age restriction in the Constitution on gun ownership.
Yeah, but you could buy muskets back then, Tim.
It doesn't matter.
It's a little different.
That's not, you got to read Hamilton and all those founding fathers and what they meant when they said a well-regulated militia and why they wanted the populace to be.
Yeah, they had slaves out in their field while they were penning
that's not
that
why.
Shit. I mean, things
that's
changed,
not why.
Tim. Things changed.
That's not why. The reason they wanted people to be armed is so the government can't be tyrannical. That is the only reason that they wanted people to have guns.
Do you really think that you're going to fight off the government with your gun?
I like that argument too, and I'll tell you why that argument is specious.
Good luck.
I'll tell you why that argument doesn't work, because you get a bunch of people in the hills of West Virginia or Kentucky.
Yeah, my dad's one of them. They've got an arsenal.
Yeah. It's going to be like the Taliban. You wear the government down, and they won't attack their own people. And that's a completely different argument. What I'm saying is,
they'll drop a fucking bomb on you and blow the goddamn mountain
there'll
up.
There'll be 20 more people, and it'll be just like the Middle East, where 20 more people will go, the government's killing us. And it's a terrible argument to make. That's a horrible argument.
I liked
argument.
What Jim Jeffries said, where he's like,
I don't care
just
about
need
Jim Jeffries, and I don't
want
to talk about it anymore. And this is why I didn't want to talk about it.
No, but listen.
No. I turned her mic down.
What Jim Jeffries
yeah, okay.
said, what?
I don't care about Jim Jeffries. I really don't care at all about Jim Jeffries. I want to finish this.
I thought that was funny.
Okay, nobody heard it because I muted you.
Wow, what an asshole.
I know. Those are all fun, snarky liberal arguments, but they don't hold up to constitutional metal. But I will say that Dix could say, we're not going to sell guns anymore.
Hey, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
We're not going to sell to anybody anymore. And Walmart can do whatever they want. They're private industries. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Just the government can't do it. And that's what people need to realize. And the gun nuts out there. Hello?
Hello.
Did you leave?
Me?
Okay, good.
Am I supposed to say something now?
Yeah, because we're not talking about Jim Jeffries. I'm saying that these people that get all pissed off at these companies, they're allowed to do it. They're allowed to do it. Shut up.
I was trying to end it on something funny. Said you brought it back to real things.
But I'm not arguing with you, and I don't hate you. I love you. I'm just telling
you. I love
you,
too. I'm not arguing
with
you. Pish
posh.
I am a little bit mad, but it's okay.
What?
I didn't take it any kind of way.
Oh, okay.
You're not being nasty to me. You're shutting Autumn down.
That's right. I'm a little mad.
Because that's fun. Because she gets upset by it.
I am a little mad.
All right. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's not important, though.
You guys spend a lot of time together through the week, you know.
Right.
It's a lot.
Right.
So.
I really don't, though, because I'm not there during commercials.
Oh.
So I'm really just by myself.
Just in the closet by yourself.
Yeah.
All right. For everybody out there, if you're pro-gun and like really pro-gun.
I have a gun, by the way.
So do I. I have a rifle.
I have a pistol.
I've never shot a gun.
Never in your
me
life?
Either.
Nope. And I won't.
That's your choice.
But I also said I'd never watch a Star Wars film. And then I finally went to go see Rogue One out of all of them. And that's when Carrie Fisher died while I was in the theater.
Rogue One, she's not in that.
No, she died while I was in the theater watching Rogue One.
Oh, man.
So I go see the first Star Wars film I'm ever going to see. Now I've caught up on them.
That's
but,
okay.
But it was something about guns. I was like, I like the fact I haven't shot one yet at this point in my life.
I want people who listen to Radio Labyrinth who hate guns and love guns to not care about guns and not think about them. But I just want to be honest. I want to say that private enterprise can do whatever the fuck they want. And if you're upset about it, tough shit. The government can't do whatever it wants because the founding fathers put it in the Constitution. So there it is. That's my thought.
I like guns.
I like guns too. All right, do your Jim Jeffries joke.
That was it.
He said,
that
I love
it. If you would just let it ride, Eric von Hessler, you would have seen that it was nothing.
Hey, Tim, I could make you upset.
All right, staff picks time. Staff picks time. Oh, by the way, what's the shout out to Eric Maelstrom? Yeah.
Eric Maelstrom, dude, thank you so much. He used his birthday fundraiser on Facebook. You know how you can do that on your birthday?
Yeah.
And use it as a fundraiser. Well, he did it for my foster group, Barktown
that's cool.
Dog Rescue, and he raised $135 for our rescue.
Did cool. you ever sell any shirts cool. on your
We did super sweet ass Wendy Mueller, of course.
I love Wendy Mueller.
Of course, she bought one. So yeah, we sold some shirts. I've got one on right now. But yeah, we did sell some shirts. So, but anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so much, Eric. That was very cool of you.
Well, that's awesome. Eric's a good guy.
He is.
All right, staff picks. I'll do mine first, and then we'll go around the horn. My staff pick this week is the I Blame Dennis Hopper podcast with Ileana Douglas. This week's guest is actor Michael McKean.
Love.
And also the second half of the Lucky Luciano Mafia podcast is out, which they had to delete because the audio was fucked up. And before you guys go, we have Radio, a Patreon supporter by the name of Beth Van Elswick, who lives out in Oregon, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
She lives in Washington State, Oregon.
I
think she lives in Portland or near Portland. But she has a couple of movies that she'd like to share with everybody. So here are her staff picks.
This is Beth from the Pacific Northwest and a big fan of Radio Labyrinth. So I couldn't decide between two movies to share with you for a staff pick. This is based on everybody liking Idiocracy and comparing it to what's going on now. I say watch these two movies. The first one, Southland Tales, done in 2007 and stars The Rock as an action star that gets amnesia, meets up with a porn star played by Sarah Michelle Gellar, who's developing her own reality TV project, and they uncover a whole big conspiracy. And it just is a great movie that really, I think, in a lowbrow, highbrow way, epitomizes the absurdity of all sides in our current society. Hey, that's just my opinion, though. Now, the other one is just pure fun. It is Iron Sky, and it's a movie from 2012. Actually, was a movie based on a story by a Finnish author. And if you like Nazis, you like conspiracies, you like sci-fi, this is it. The Nazis set up a secret base on the dark side of the moon in 1945. They hide out and they return to power in 2018. Trust me, you got to see this movie. It's even got a Sarah Palin-style president along with some Obama marketing. And again, some great absurdity that might be a little too close to reality. And then I just want to sneak one in for you, Autumn. Think Vanderpump Rules meets the Hills in Essex. Okay, get onto Hulu and watch The Only Way is Essex. You got 20 seasons of guilty trash pleasure. Go check it out. Everybody, enjoy, and I look forward to listening to more Radio Labyrinth.
Thank you, Beth. We'll check those out. Autumn, you got a staff pick this week?
I'm just still watching Crashing.
Jim Jeffries?
Yeah, I love Jim Jeffries, his stance on gun control.
Do you watch this Comedy Central show?
Who, Jim Jeffries?
Yeah. The Autumn, no. Do you watch it? You should watch it.
No.
If you're a Jim Jeffries fan. It's on Comedy Central.
I don't love Jim Jeffries. I was just making...
No, but his...
Saying this, I want to say this, right? I believe in your right as Americans to have guns. I'm not trying to stop you from having guns. All I'm saying is this is my personal belief on the opinion. My opinion on the... it doesn't matter. I don't like guns, right? I'm going to say some things that are just facts, right? In Australia, we had guns, right? Right up until 1996. And in 1996, Australia had the biggest massacre on earth. Still hasn't been beaten. And...
Okay, there's Jim Jeffries.
That was not...
They don't have a First
Amendment.
I don't
know. Watching Crashing. Crashing is great. Crashing continues to be great.
Yes, it does.
Travis has a lot of trouble watching shows where there's awkwardness.
Oh, so he doesn't like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh, he couldn't. No, he couldn't watch. I mean, he can't watch The Office. He can't. So he has
the British Office was worse for that.
I never got into the British Office.
What happens to him, Autumn? What does he do?
He we're just sitting there quietly watching. And I was like. And then he like covers his face or he gets up. Like, he can't.
Does he like Atlanta? Did you watch the first season of Atlanta?
No, we watched a couple episodes. Oh, okay.
Because that show made me uncomfortable, like with the awkwardness. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So he, but we talked about why with crashing it gets so awkward. And he, it's just a really sort of sweet and emotionally honest show.
Right.
You know, like, it doesn't seem like anyone on the show's personalities or quirkiness are like dialed up so that the audience can like really get it. It's just like, just on the table,
right,
honest portrayals of real people. And it's just such a great little show. So if you're not watching Crashing on HBO, all the seasons are, season one, and we're in season two now. And the, I think it's picked last up for season three. Yeah.
It has been picked up. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. It's so, so good. And I also want to watch the Judd Apatow, Larry Sanders.
Oh, I want to see that too.
He's still working on that. I don't know when that's coming out.
Oh, is it not out?
No, it's coming soon.
Oh, I thought it was out already. Well, no. I want to watch that. And I, yeah. So that's,
how could you watch that when Jeffrey Tambor was so cruel to that transgender
lady? Oh, my God.
And also Ghost of the Survivor season premieres tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
It's Ghost Island. And we're going to be watching that.
Cool. Yep. Jeff.
Mine's AP Bio. It's on Fox. They had a preview episode that was really good. And then they snuck a second episode in the other night. And then it's supposed to start again tomorrow on March 1st. It's really, really funny.
Very funny. Yeah. I totally agree. The first episode was good, but that second episode was hilarious.
And Patton Oswalt's great.
Cool.
As the nebbishy principal.
My picks, first one's pretty obvious. Atlanta season two starts tomorrow.
Yep.
Very much looking forward to that.
I've watched a few episodes.
Did you like it?
I did.
It's really well done.
I just didn't keep watching
well
done, but I will go back and watch.
Yeah, you definitely want to finish it. The Robin season is what this one's called. They've been playing the Ray Shrimmond song in the promo. I ain't got no type. So I've been stuck in my head for days. But
I love that promo where he keeps falling and then they go to another part of town and he falls
again. It looks like it's weird. And the previews that I've read about it, they said that the first season has a very dramatic climax in the first episode. So you don't, and the first three episodes are very weird, and then they all kind of tie up at the end of the third episode.
All right.
So it looks like it's going to be pretty good. My second pick, this is, you guys may have already seen this. It was on Funny or Die. Now they've got it on Amazon. I just about pissed my pants watching this. It's called Zach Morris is Trash, and it's... Have you watched this?
I got stoned at the delivery service combined and smoked and watched all of them.
Oh, my God. Because
they're short. They're like 5 minutes
apiece. Yes. Oh, my God. It's just basically every episode of Saved by the Bell where they paint Zach Morris as this piece of shit that he really is.
He's a scumbag.
He is a total scumbag.
Who played Zach Morris?
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I mean, you just watch it. Just look up Zach Morris's Trash on Amazon Prime or Funny or Die. You can watch it
for
free.
So they've cut the edit. They've edited it down.
And they explain it. Like, he narrates it. All right.
He does
some
shitty stuff.
Okay.
Like, really, that show.
Yeah,
And then there's that weird Don Cheadle Captain Planet. Did you watch that?
That is funny as shit. I fucking love that one.
Well, like the one episode where he lied about being Jewish to go to a basketball game. And just the way that they narrate the whole thing about why he's such a piece of shit, and they break it all down, and how he's manipulative.
He just manipulates everyone.
It's such a manipulative piece of crap. But anyway, so Zach Morris is trash, very funny. But my main thing is, I was so excited about this. You guys just don't even know how much I love station wagons. It's like my favorite car of all time. Since I was a child, we had an LTD station wagon. This is why I love movies, is because my stepdad used to take us to the drive-in when I was a kid. In our LTD station wagon, and I would like lay on top of the station wagon and watch the movie, and then I would get in the back for the second feature and go to sleep with my blankie and my pillow.
Aww.
And so this is why I love them.
All right.
And I used to have a station wagon, and I had my Magnum, my ghetto sled that I loved, that was all pimped out with my 20s on it, and I got T-boned, and you know, I didn't have one for a while, and I just recently got a new station wagon again, but they don't even make station wagons anymore.
Nope.
American station wagons.
They don't.
Only foreign, so I had
Subaru
to get a
wagon.
I got a Volkswagen.
Okay.
So anyway, this documentary came out in 2012. It's called Wagon Masters, and it's just all about weirdo people like me that love station wagons. And for a while, it only kind of like traveled around the country and you'd have to go to places to watch it.
Mm.
And I never did make it out to see it. And then I kind of forgot about it. Well, then the other day I was on Amazon Prime and they put it on Amazon Prime and I was like, oh my God. And
cool.
It's really cool.
I'll watch it.
And it, you know, it's so much in Detroit and it shows like all of the greatest ones. And it really details like each of these people's
story.
They
got replaced by the
minivan is what
killed
it.
The SV or SUV. I always confuse those
two. Minivan is what really destroyed it.
But you being a kid and rolling around with a bunch of other kids in the back of the station wagon with no protection and no seatbelt, it was fun.
Being in the way, way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, they couldn't get to you. You could be back there and act like a fucking retard. And they couldn't, and I'm sorry, I keep saying the R word. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
That's okay. We're Gen X.
But they couldn't reach back there. They couldn't reach back there and get you.
Have you been called a retard half your life?
Then, which I have been.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
but I'm saying, like, I don't know if your parents were slappers. Mine were. And they couldn't reach you back there. And that was the best part of it.
Right.
So, but anyway, it's called Wagon Masters. And if you want to just, I don't get the warm fuzzies, watch it. And they show, like, a lot of the great old ones on there, like the Chevy Impala, the Chevelle. Those are such cool, badass ones.
My dad has a Chevelle, but it's not a station wagon.
Didn't Stu have one of those?
No, Stu had a... God, what was it? It was a slam shifter, some sort of vehicle. I don't remember.
I love the Vista Cruiser is probably my favorite, and I used to love the Country Squire, the one that Debbie or what's her face, Mad Men, what's her face, Betty.
Betty, okay.
Yes, loved her station wagon on Mad Men. So
she's in Tucker right now.
Oh, is she?
I believe so. They're shooting that show there, the Mom's Show or whatever. That new sitcom or whatever.
Oh, the one with Christina Hendricks?
Yeah.
Anyway, Wagon Masters. And last real quick thing, Jesse Plemons on Hardwick's show, which they've changed the name of it. Was it Idiot?
ID10T.
Yeah.
Jesse Plemons?
Just Meth Damon.
Oh, Meth Damon. Okay.
Yeah.
He was so good. Such a great interview. So Jesse Plemons on Hardwick, you definitely like that. Especially when he gives, I got so excited. He was asking him, when he was talking about Vince Gilligan giving him acting advice for the scene whenever he's playing, what's his name? What was his character? Todd. Creepy ass Todd.
Todd.
The scene whenever he shoots the kid on the bike and we finally see that Todd's a lunatic. And so he asked Gilligan, how do I play the scene? And Gilligan says, okay, like, you know, when you're driving down the road and you see a possum in the road and you have to decide, do I hit the possum or do I swerve and hit another car? And he's like, that's how you play it.
Okay.
And so he played the character like that the whole rest of the way. And it was just like, oh, man, when I heard that, I'm like, ah, it's hot. But cool. Anyway, Jesse Plemons. Right.
Jesse Plemons. You got one, Greg? Something you'd recommend to the audience?
Yeah, the 1 minute and 15 second clip of Mammy Paris singing Memory from the Cats Broadway revival. I woke up at 4 in the morning the other day in the hotel, and I found that she belts out the line without taking a breath. It's actually pretty amazing.
Okay.
Probably the best. There's a lot of these comparison videos. Like, who sang Memory the best, the climax,
David
the best.
Letterman.
Yeah, well, if you go on here, you can watch the comparison. But I watched that over and over, and it brought tears to my eyes. Which, by the way, I went to see Cats on Broadway, the revival.
Was it good?
That was another one of those things. I knew, like,
was it better than Cats?
I knew all the lyrics to many of the songs from the show without having ever seen the show. And then it closed. So I was like, I should go see this finally, and I did. And then I was in one of the seats near the aisle, and Mungo Jerry ran by and slapped me on the shoulder.
Mungo Jerry?
Skimble Shanks?
Your railway cat.
In the summertime when the weather is high, you can step right up and touch the sky. That's Mungo. Oh, that's Mungo and Jeff.
Close. So, yeah, that's what I've got. I wake up and I just watch these things on YouTube.
Well, I do that all the
time. I default to Broadway.
Oh.
I watch bootlegs of Kinky Boots because I went to see that, and then I watch the end of it.
You madman.
Mr. Mistopheles over there.
Well, that's the one I could recite all the lyrics.
Autumn, when we went to New York City, were we trying to see Les Mis or had it ended yet?
No, we were trying to see
Well, we had tickets to Chicago, but we were going to go see another music. We were going to go
see. It might have been Les Mis.
Yeah, but we ended up seeing The Graduate with.
Which was really good.
Lorraine Bracco.
I have my own bed.
Do you want me to seduce you?
Ben, do you want me to seduce you?
Ben!
I have my own bed.
I have it. We asked her for her autograph, right?
And I went to hand her a Sharpie. She goes, I have my own pen.
I have my own pen.
That's when I saw What's Her Face in Intermission.
Drea DiMatteo.
Drea DiMatteo. She's on the phone. And I said to her mom, do you think she'd mind giving me the autograph? And the mom went, no, get off the phone. This young man wants your autograph. Hurry up.
Ma!
And yeah, but she was all shy. Okay, whatever.
She was sweet.
Yeah, she was.
All right. I loved that graduate. I thought that was really good.
I saw it with Morgan Fairchild in Atlanta. It wasn't as good.
With my wife, Morgan Fairchild.
And there's a whole other thing. John Lovitz, there's tons of videos of Norm MacDonald slamming him. Hey, the guy started doing stand-up when he was 60. Yeah, what do you think of that? Huh? All right, Greg, thanks for stopping in tonight. I hope you have
fun.
How
long are you in town, man?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm here until Friday.
Cool.
Yeah, when I leave.
We're doing a live lounge on probably by the time you hear this.
Autumn, you coming to town?
Yep, I'll be there tomorrow night.
Yeah, cool.
What time's your flight? Wow, that's a stupid question for this.
Are you guys hanging out? You guys going to hang out?
I got to work tomorrow night.
Oh.
That's why I'm in town, too.
But I'm not getting in until 9:45.
Oh, shit.
And I've got to...
So you totally hang out all night, bro.
A shoot tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, someplace in Midtown. Oh, that's West Midtown. I don't know.
That's where I live.
Y'all should hang out, yo.
Yeah.
Smoke a little reefer.
Go to Relapse. It's open mic night.
Yeah, I'm out. All right, guys, we'll be back next week with a special Kevin Smith episode, but don't let that scare you. We'll talk about other things. Wait. Dustin Lawler will be here. Stephanie will not be here.
Should be in the D.
Neither will Ira, and apparently not Autumn. Go ahead with your plug.
Oh, and whenever I do get back, though, on Saturday, March 10th, I've got my little adoption thing that I run every... I got one Saturday a month at the Hollywood Feed in Lawrenceville at the WebGen Avenue shops or whatever. So I'll be there. I don't have my new foster dog yet, but I'm running this thing. So if you guys want to come by and see me and a few dogs, I'll be out there trying to push these and hustle these dogs out. So Saturday, March 10th at the Hollywood Feed. And yeah, and also I want to say shout out to Rockdale Tiger, his brother-in-law, Cody, is now running the Gwinnett Jail Dogs program. He's a Gwinnett jail guard, and he's been there for a few years, and he's now taken over the program, which is super cool. So,
awesome.
Anyway.
Cool. And thanks again to Eric Malmstrom.
Thanks so much, Eric.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Until that time, please remember to keep it canon. Hey there. This is Tim, and I want to give a big thank you and a shout out to all the Radio Labyrinth patrons. Would you like to support Radio Labyrinth via Patreon? Well, that's very simple. Just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews, and you can support Radio Labyrinth right now. Thank you to Matt Talley, Mark Weiland, Aaron Roberts, JB, Keith Tate, Buck Monterey, AJ Dysart, Wayne Blair, Jeremy Truman, Dallas Walker, Herb Lamb, Rusty Weinberg, Kevin Stokes, Chad Shepard, Chris Weiland, Ryan Humans, Darren Downey, Dan Carroll, Denise Reynolds, Brian Jackson, Zach Pittman, Beth Van Elswick, Lou Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, Wendy Muller, Jose Perales, Nick Frank, Chris Knight, Trent, and last but not least, Dustin Lawler. We have the best and most loyal listeners contributing to our little podcast that we do. But hey, if you can't afford it or you don't want to, that's fine with me and the rest of the people on the show, I would assume. Just being a listener is reward enough for us, and I'm being honest there. But if you do dig Radio Labyrinth, please share us each and every week on your social media platform of choice. And tell a friend. Keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.